Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，赞美主。
And good morning.
早安。
It's wonderful that we can gather this early together to come before the Lord.
我们能够在主跟前这么早能够来到他跟前，实在是很美好的。
So by the grace of God this morning, I'd like to take this opportunity to share with you from the Word of God.
靠主的恩典，我盼望在早上能够跟主跟大家在主的跟前交通主的话。
So let us open our Bible to the Gospel of Luke chapter 9.
让我们打开圣经路加福音第九章。
And we're going to read from verse 28 to verse 36.
我们从第二十八节读到三十六节。
So I'll first read it in English, and then our brother will read it in Chinese.
弟兄会用英语先读，然后我用中文来读一遍。
So Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verse 28.
路加福音第九章二十八节。
Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, that he took Peter, John, and James, and went up on the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered.And his robe became white and glistering. And behold, two men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Then it happened, as they were parting from him,that Peter said to Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were fearful as they were entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him.When the voice had ceased, Jesus was found alone, but they kept quiet and told no one in those days any of the things they had seen.
路加福音第九章二十八节。说了这话以后，又有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。正祷告的时候，他的面貌就改变了，衣服洁白，放光。忽然有摩西、以利亚两个人同耶稣说话，他们在荣光里显现，谈论耶稣去世的事，就是他在耶路撒冷将要成的事。彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。二人正要和耶稣分离的时候，彼得对耶稣说：“夫子，我们在这里真好。”可以搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。他却不知道所说的是什么。说这话的时候，有一朵云彩来遮盖他们，他们进入云彩里就惧怕。有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。”声音住了，只见耶稣一人在那里。当那些日子，门徒不提所看见的事，一样也不告诉人。
Amen. It's wonderful that we read here the Lord Jesus had called a disciple to be a part with him.
我们在这里读到一件很奇妙的事，就是耶稣带着他几个门徒到山上去。
And last night, if you remember, our brother also asked one of the questions, why are we here?
如果你记得昨天晚上弟兄也问我们今天为什么在这里呢？
It's because we have decided that this is a nice place and we'd like to spend a few days here together.
因为我们决定在这里是个很好的地方，我们在这里要度过几天的时间。
But I want us to be a different thought.
但是我有一个另外一个想法。
Because we know that for a couple of months ago, we already spent the time and for registration and deciding to come here, the plan to come here.
几个月之前，我们决定我们要登记报名来到这个营地。
So it's not a sudden decision that we want to be here.
所以我们来到这里不是个突然间的一个决定。
But do you see that what's in the heart of the Lord Jesus?
但是我们要看见主耶稣的心是怎样的呢？
Why does the Lord Jesus want to call the disciple to be a part with him?
为什么主耶稣要叫几个门徒分别出来要跟着他呢？
And I believe that this time we can gather here together is because of the Lord's purpose.
我相信我们今天坐在这里是走主自己的旨意的。
It's God's will because he wants us to be here together unto him.
因为神的旨意是他要我们在这里跟他在一起。
And Jesus called them to come with him to the top of the mountain to pray.
主耶稣叫他们到山上去祷告。
We know our Lord himself is a man of prayer.
我们知道主耶稣自己是个祷告的人。
He is one with the Father and everything that he does is from the Lord, from God.
他是与父同在的，所有他讲的做的都是从父而来的。
And at this time, as we read, there's something so important and magnificent that he wanted to share.
我们今天所念的圣经是一些他 很想跟我们交通的是很重要的事。
But as we read through this passage, there's one disappointment.
但是当我们读到这个经文，我们看见有一个失望。
If you may have noticed that what Peter has actually, in verse 32, it said, But Peter and those with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were fully awake,They saw his glory and the two men who stood with him.
32节讲到彼得和他的同伴都打盹，既清醒了，就看见耶稣的荣光，并同他站着的那两个人。
We can see that when there is a spiritual purpose, there's always a hindrance.
我们看见在那里有一个属灵的旨意，但是那里也会有一个难处。
Because a similar situation when the Lord Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the three disciples were also with him.
我们也知道在克西马尼园的时候的三个门徒也跟耶稣在那里的。
It was another time when the Lord came to pray again.
那个是另外一个时间主耶稣要来祷告。
But again, the disciple was heavy with sleep.
但是那个时候门徒也打盹了，也沉睡了。
And the Lord said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
圣经说你们心灵却是愿意但是肉体却软弱了。
But praise the Lord.
但是我们赞美主。
The Lord knows our weakness.
主耶稣知道我们的软弱。
The Lord knows our need.
主耶稣也知道我们的需要。
And how wonderful to read in this verse that when they were fully awake.
我们在这里读到既清醒了。
You see, they did not miss to see the glory of the Lord Jesus.
他们没有失去一个机会说要看见主耶稣的荣耀。
And I say, that is the grace of God.
我们说这个是主的恩典。
Because we know the Lord Jesus here reveals his glory.
我们知道在这里耶稣他把他的荣耀显现出来了。
As in the Gospel of John chapter 17.
在约翰福音十七章。
It tells us.
那里告诉我们。
In there the Lord says from verse 1 to verse 5.Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you,On the earth, I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with your soul, with the glory which I had with you before the world was.
在约翰福音十七章第一节到第五节这样说，耶稣说了这话，就举目望天说，父啊，时候到了，愿你荣耀你的儿子，使儿子也荣耀你。正如你曾赐给他权柄，管理凡有邪气的，叫他将永生赐给你所赐给他的人，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。我在地上已经荣耀你， 你所托付我的事我已经成全了，父啊，现在求你使我同你享荣耀，就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀。
You see, when the Lord Jesus on the earth, he was alone.
你知道当主耶稣在地上的时候他是单独的。
Apart from the Father in heaven,
除了离开天上的父。
But then, praise the Lord, he has found those are willing to be with him.
主耶稣在地上是单独的，除了有神与他同在。
And as we see in the Luke chapter 9, he was at the top of the mountain, and we see that there was Moses and Elijah.
我们在路加福音第九章也看见，那个时候有两个人跟他在一起，就是摩西跟以利亚。
And they would come to talk with him about his departure.
他们来跟他谈论，讲到他要分离离世的事。
Because Jesus was going to finish the work, and God's going to glorify him.
因为主耶稣要成就神给他的工作，并且神要荣耀他。
But who can he share with?
但是他能够把这个心跟谁分享呢？
We praise the Lord that here there was Peter, James, and John.
我们感谢主，赞美主，因为在这里有彼得、雅各、约翰。
What a disappointment it would be if there was only just Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
如果只有耶稣、摩西、以利亚，是多么的叫人失望呢？
But now the Lord can share with his disciples.
在这里呢，主耶稣能够跟他的门徒分享交通这个。
And that's my first point, that the Lord has called us to be here apart with Him because He desired to share with us.
这个是第一点我要分享，就是主耶稣他带他的门徒被分别出来，跟他在一起，以致他能够跟门徒分享交通这个。
Because the Lord's heart wants to reveal Himself to us.
因为主的心是要把自己显现给我们来看。
Are you also longing, want to see the glory of the Lord?
并且我们的心也是渴望来看见主的荣耀的。
The second point is that we hear to hear the Lord Jesus.
第二点我要交通就是我们在这里要听耶稣所说的。
As we read also that in verse 35,
我们读到35节，
they say, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son, hear him.
那里说有声音从云彩出来说，这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。
Today, many things can distract us.
今天有很多事情都会打岔我们。
And I think the worst one is our own thoughts.
我想其中一个最不好的就是我们自己的思想。
We can be sitting here, but we can be hearing nothing.
我们能够坐在这里，但是我们仍旧能够什么都听不到。
Like last night, our brothers shared with us.
昨天晚上弟兄跟我们交通。
So let us prepare our hearts.
让我们准备我们的心。
We need to empty of ourselves.
我们需要倒空自己。
We need empty of our own knowledge.
我们要倒空我们所以为有的知识。
Our past experiences.
我们过往的经历。
And all the thoughts and ideas that go through our mind.
那些思想那些想法在我们脑海中经过的。
Otherwise, Pete will be like Peter, so quick to make a decision.
否则我们就好像彼得一样很快就做一个决定。
But we know it's God's will to call us here together to hear His Son.
但是我们知道是神的心意叫我们来到这里来听他的儿子。
So may the Lord prepare our hearts.
所以让主准备我们的心。
So that we have an ear to hear and a heart to obey.
以致我们能够有耳可以听，有一个心能够是顺从。
And the third point is thatWhat the Lord has shared and revealed to the disciples is because of their needs.
第三点我要交通就是主耶稣跟门徒所交通的事情就是门徒所需要的。
I don't believe these three disciples because they are better than the rest, that's why the Lord called them to be apart with him.
我不相信这三个门徒比其他门徒更好以致主耶稣分别他们来到他跟前。
It's because they have a great need ahead of them.
原因乃是在他们里头有一个很深很大的需要。
We know that Peter, not long after, is also going to deny the Lord three times.
这个彼得主耶稣知道他跟着不久以后他会三次否认主。
And James will be the first apostle to be martyred.
约翰乃是第一个殉道的门徒。
And John will be the disciple that will be even seeing the glory of the church and also see how the church have degraded.
约翰也是那个人得着神的要看见神的启示说那个历史的教会是怎样没有看见那个教会怎样是慢慢堕落了。
And he will be alone in the Isle of Patmos.
他是独自的在伯摩海岛上面。
And we can see that in 2 Peter chapter 1,
我们能够在彼得后书第一章哪里也看见。
And we can see the impact of this occasion to Peter.
我们看见当时在路加福音这个处境对彼得带来的冲击是怎样。
In 2 Peter chapter 1, and in verse 13,
在彼得后书第一章十三节
到
十五节
Yes, I think it is right as long as I'm in this tent to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of the things after my decease.
彼得后书第一章十三节我以为应当趁我还在这帐篷的时候提醒你们激发你们因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的并且我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事
How was Peter prepared and strengthened to face his own departure from this world?
彼得怎样要激发也激励自己面对他要离世的事情呢
How can he prepare himself to meet the Lord?
他怎样准备自己面见他的主呢
He shared with us his secret.
他跟我们交通他的秘诀
So in 17 to 18 he said,
在17、18节他这样说
For he received from God the Father honor and glory when such a voice came to him from the excellent glory,This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And we heard this voice which came from heaven when we were with him on the holy mount.
十七节，他从父神得着尊荣、尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大的荣光之中，有声音出来向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
Okay, see Peter to him, he remembered clearly, even in his last days, what he had saw at the Holy Mount.
我们知道彼得，他在他的末后的日子，他也记得在圣山上主耶稣向他显现的。
The vision of the Lord Jesus Christ have enabled him to also finish.
主耶稣基督的意象也帮助彼得走完他人生在地上要走的路程。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
What is ahead of you?
在你前面是什么呢
What shall you face in the days ahead?
在前面的日子你要面对什么呢
Are you prepared?
你有没有做好准备呢
Well, may the Lord prepare our hearts this morning.
愿意主今天早上就预备我们的心。
Let us answer the Lord's call.
让我们回应主的呼召。
We also come to draw near to Him.
我们来就是为着来亲近主。
As He promised to draw near to us.
因为他应许说他就亲近我们。
And that our hearts be prepared.
我们的心有做好准备了。
For these few days that we're here together to hear what the Lord wants to say to each one of us.
为了这几天的时间，主要对我们每一个人所要向我们所说的话。
So that we can also be strengthened to finish our course.
以致我们能够被坚固，能够走完主要我们走的路程。
And have a glorious entrance into His presence.
能够有一个荣耀的进入他的荣光里头，他的同在里头。
It's not just for us, but it's also for the body of Christ.
不单只为着我们个人自己，也是为着基督的身体。
Because Jesus will lead many sons into glory.
因为主耶稣要领众子进入荣耀里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
that it is your purpose and will that we should be gathering here together unto you.
也是你的心意，你的旨意，要我们聚在你的跟前。
We thank thee it is your desire that you want to reveal thyself unto us.
主啊，我们感谢你是你的所喜悦的，要把你的心意启示给我们。
Because you long to speak to us.
因为你渴望来向我们说话。
So we pray to Heavenly Father.
所以天父啊，我们向你祷告。
That you give us ears to hear.
给我们耳朵可以听。
And that we may take care of what we have here.
以致我们能够为这所听的能够当心，要小心。
Because you know the end from the beginning.
因为你知道，你从起初就知道那个末后的日子。
You know the days that you have prepared for us ahead of us.
你知道你要为我们所预备前面的道路是怎样的。
And we pray
that
we can be prepared.
以致父啊，我们祷告说，这个时候就是让你来帮我们准备的时候。
That we can follow your footstep to finish our course.
以致主啊，我们能够跟随你的脚踪，走完我们要走的路程。
As we suffer with you, that we may also glorify with you.
以致甚至我们要为跟你一起受苦，为着要跟你一起得荣耀。
As we come to commit ourselves to you with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
所以我们就把自己带到你跟前，完全交托给你。我们祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.